Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You heard Eamon mention in the news there this report out today from Cycling Ireland, which tells us that 56% of Irish cyclists who were surveyed feel the roads are becoming much more dangerous year on year. In fact, 51% say that they had a collision or a serious near miss in the last 12 months alone. Una's with us on the line. Una, you're a cyclist. How safe do you feel on Irish roads?
It depends. It depends on my route. It depends on the time of day. It depends on who I'm with. So if I'm cycling with my children in school rush hour period, I have to really have my act together and be very, very cautious. And the infrastructure. So I'm lucky in that the house that I live in and where the school is, we're okay and have a pretty good setup in terms of infrastructure. But some of my children's friends cannot cycle to school a similar distance because the cycle lane provision and segregated cycle lane is not there. So it very much depends on your locality and your routes and who is cycling. Yeah. Cycling it myself on my own, sometimes I feel safe and sometimes I don't. Yesterday I was cycling on the North Quays in Dublin and a cycle lane abruptly ended. I was pushed out into traffic unexpectedly, like into the bus lane against the buses. And you're just like, where am I going? How? Like it just happened, like dropping off the curb into the bus, like, you know, I had to come to a complete halt.
And probably no warning either, you know, that this is happening.
No warning. It's like the cycle lane ends just in front of like the big truck that is parked doing the construction work. So it really very much depends. We don't have a central network of safe infrastructure around. And it very much depends on the behaviour of drivers around us, driving trucks, buses, cars, everything.
And the fact that nearly one in two cyclists say they've actually had a collision or a serious near collision in the last 12 months. Like, I was pretty shocked at that figure, that it was so high.
Well, I'm not really that surprised, I'll be honest, from talking to. So I tend to cycle as like getting around, getting from A to B, kids to school, people to work, into meetings. And I think that survey from Cycling Ireland seems to be a lot of people who cycle for leisure, you know. So that might be a slightly different group. But I am not surprised, you know, in the past week, even as a pedestrian, I've been crossing the road 3 times and someone's broken the lights in front of me. Crossing with my child on, crossing with her on our bike, me and my bike, and using the pedestrian crossing to move across the junction, lights broken. And there was a runner beside me as well. So somebody tried to hit 3 of us. And that, like, we were checking in with each other afterwards. Myself, my 9-year-old, and this runner who I didn't know. So I am not surprised at all.
Okay. Well, just on that, I see another text from a listener to say that, you know, I don't feel safe as a pedestrian on the path with cyclists, never mind how safe they feel. Kevin Jennings from the Irish Cycling Campaign is joining us here as well, Una. What have you experienced, Kevin?
Hello, Andrea. Yeah, a bit like Una, I suppose. I cycle just to get around the place, and often I'm bringing children to sports or to school or things like that. And what I tend to do is I wouldn't go the direct route on the roads. Now, roads, cyclists belong at the heart of the roads. I suppose that's the main thing to get across, not at the margins. But the way I cycle is I duck around. I'll nip through a park. I'll nip through quiet residential streets. I'll go anywhere to avoid cars where I can, and try to teach my children the same. Likewise, you know, if they have the right to cross at a zebra crossing, I teach them just to be very, very careful, because if a driver makes a mistake, the consequences can be fatal. And most drivers are good, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but well, sure, most people are both, though, Kevin, aren't they? Like, they're, you know...
And in fairness, now, the survey that you're quoting there, these are from sports cyclists at Cycling Ireland. So these are, you know, these are very fit people usually, or, you know, they're leisure cyclists. They're out doing big, long spins. It's kind of different to the kind of cycling I'm doing. Now, I'd love, when the kids are growing up or something, to become a sports cyclist, but if the health allows me to. But, you know, these are very experienced people. Most of these, I think 97% of people in that survey also had a car. And, you know, frequently these are people who put the bike in the car, drive somewhere and go for a long, long spin. These are very experienced road users. And the fact that they would feel unsafe is amazing, because if you compare that with the likes of me or with a novice cyclist who might see, oh, it's a sunny day, I'll take the bike out of the shed, but they're not used to being on the bike. or parents with their children, because the consequences of a mistake are so, oh good God. And we see such bad behaviour on the road ourselves. Now, when I'm driving, I'm one of those who drives themselves. I might see the car in front of me and the car behind me. So I see two drivers, and I'm always nice to them. I always speak nicely. I never give bad gestures around. But when I'm on the bike, I might overtake 200 cars, and then another 100 cars might overtake me. I might come into contact with 300 different drivers. And because of that, every time pretty much I leave the house, I see somebody doing something stupid in the car. And when I'm with the kids, I'm saying, watch out for that driver. They'll do something stupid. They'll open the door there. They're going to cut left here in front of you, you know, to anticipate these things. And the kids are going, ah, Dad, stop it. You know, the drivers are fine because they're experienced drivers. Their friends, parents are sound. But all I know is one mistake, and it can be the nicest person in the world can make a mistake. They're distracted. And
I was just going to, no, you're not at all. I was just going to cut across you, Kevin, just to, you know, because I just wanted to give you some of the other listeners, right? You know, and look, there's a lot of people in agreement with yourself and Una here today, but there's also texts from listeners like this one who say the cyclists aren't completely blameless. The amount of cyclists I see breaking traffic lights and just cycling into traffic is unbelievable.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, look, I'm not going to excuse bad behaviour. I mean, and I'm teaching my children, don't do that. But if a child does do that, to do it, my responsibility if I'm a driver is not to kill someone. And, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of things. People do awful things in this country. We don't have a death penalty for it. All sorts of things. And why is it that, oh, somebody crossed the road and they had headphones on and they were a bit arrogant crossing the road on a red man or something like that, so they deserve to be maimed? You know, this attitude, people need to get a bit of context there. I'm not excusing the behaviour of that, because people have to look out for their own safety or whatever. But the bigger responsibility is on the people who have the power to do the more damage. So if I'm driving the car, or if I'm driving a bus or something like that, I have to watch out very, very, very carefully. I have extra responsibility on me. And that's tiring and that's hard and it's annoying when I see somebody scooting past me in the traffic. But it is my responsibility as an adult to watch out, to expect people to do stupid things, to expect cyclists to do stupid things.
What about you, Arthur? Do you feel safe as a cyclist on the roads?
Well, I drive a car, I ride a motorcycle and I cycle. And I kind of agree with Una what she said about cycle lanes just ending in the middle of nowhere. I do feel safe because I'm very aware. But I think a lot of cyclists, you know, just because you can do something and you're entitled to do something doesn't mean you do it. You know, we have to be more aware about our own safety. I was involved in an accident probably 12 years ago where a young lady went through a red light and through three lanes of traffic before I actually hit her. There was two witnesses. A guy behind her on a bike stopped straight away and he said, I can't stay because I'm working, but gave me his details. And he said, it's not your fault. There was nothing you could do. There was a guard on the corner, was a witness who said the same. And I met the insurance company a couple of days later and they said, no, don't worry about this. We don't pay out on these sort of things. And 6 months later, my insurance was claimed for 20 grand. It cost me 2 grand to fix my car. I don't begrudge the girl money because she was very badly broken up. She was lucky to be alive, to be honest with you. But it's a hard pill to swallow when you were 100% in the wrong. And it was like I was doing 35 kilometres an hour and she came out 3 feet in front of me. There's no way anybody could stop, you know. And I see this every day. And, you know, just like some of your listeners saying about cyclists going through red lights, you know, I see cars going through them. I see motorcycles going through them. But I'm in Dublin City early in the mornings, and if I stop at O'Connell Street at a red light and I'm sitting there, there will be five cyclists who just go straight through, non-stop. You know, you have to think about your own safety. I was driving the car last week at Mountjoy Square, and I come up to a junction where you have the right of way to turn right, and there's a stop sign in front of me, and a guy in a car came straight through it. Now, I had the right of way, so I could have just kept going and caused an accident, but I thought about my own safety and stopped. And I think cyclists have to do the same. There's another junction at Kevin Street. You can sit there with your left-hand indicator on. The law states they don't come up your inside, but they do, and just go straight across. You know, I feel safe because I'm very aware of what's around.
Yeah. And I can hear it in you as well, Arthur. Like, obviously that incident is very much stuck with you as well.
I mean, it cost me a fortune. I mean, I was self-employed at the time. When the insurance said to me, you know, don't worry about this, we don't pay out these claims. So I didn't want to ruin my insurance, so I paid for the damage to my van. I was without a van for a week, so I was out work for a week. And then someone claims off you. And they did say to me, well, you know, you were in the right, but legally, if a cyclist falls out of the sky, a judge will pay out. You can go to court if you want, but if you lose the case, you have to cover costs. So, you know, do you do that? I, for me, I think there's not enough awareness to people. You know, you have to think of your own safety. Just because that sign says you can go through it doesn't mean you go through it. You know, you still have to think that maybe somebody doesn't see you. And it's the same with drivers. I'm driving a van, and I drive a big van, and I'm very cautious looking in the mirror, looking around me. But even though I can go, I still have to think about somebody else, and they need to do the same. You know, really, I see cyclists every day. And what Una said about the cycle lanes, there's not enough, but some of them are not used. You know, I live in Leixlip, and there's a cycle lane all the way from Leixlip nearly to Houston Station on the footpath. And there's a bus lane separately, and I see people cycling along and the bus sitting behind them because they won't use the cycle lane every single morning. And it's a very safe cycle lane. It's on a footpath straight in, and people don't use it.
Don't use it.
You know,
just this listener says, I'm a very experienced cyclist, and what I see the most now is drivers on their phone. It's constantly happening. Another listener says, Irish drivers don't understand nor seem to care about the risk of colliding with cyclists. They take risks daily as a matter of course. There's no Gardaí either to deter this, so it continues. The standards of driving in Ireland is dangerous at best, says this texter. What about you, Frank? What have you experienced cycling on Irish roads?
Yeah, I mostly we do our cycling in rural areas, but I'm just experienced. It's especially in the last 2 years, it's just got really more and more aggressive on the roads. But I also, it's not just cyclists, it's just I also drive a bus in the morning. So with the L roads have gone from 80 to 60, and I'm finding that even driving on the buses that people are more aggressive now because I'm 20 kilometres slower than I was last year. And it's the same thing, the slower you're going, people are just chomping at the bit. They just have no patience whatsoever. You know, when does a cyclist ever hold you up more than 2 minutes on the road? Our club, we go out, we're very responsible. We have, you must have front and back lights. You must have a helmet. And there's also a leader goes out. So we take every precaution to go out. There's normally no issues, but we'll say there's about 100 members in the club. And over the last, since 2017, there's maybe six members that have broken bones and head injuries because of cars that have not been cautious and just won't take that extra bit of time to look. And in the mornings, when I am driving the bus also, I see cyclists, I see people. It's also the red lights. If people, they're screen suffering on their phones constantly. They're walking across the red lights. There's cars going everywhere. There's buses going everywhere. But at the end of the day, it's the buses and the cars that are protected with a minimum of 1 ton. And, you know, there's no protection in the bikes. You know, people just, you know, I just ask people just to, you know, to take that little bit more bit of patience, and just at the end of the day, people are just trying to have a bit of exercise on a Saturday morning, and we do go out early in the morning, so we're not hitting the heavy traffic during the afternoon.
You sound like this texter who says, as a leisure cyclist, I average about 100 kilometres a week, and I experience unsafe drivers on nearly every spin, so much so that when I now return from a cycle, I tell my family about the spins where I haven't experienced a near miss, usually caused by fast driving and too close passing. Christopher, you think it depends on the kind of cycling you're doing, is that right?
Hi, Andrea. Because I used to, a few years ago, I lived in Dublin, and I was doing like serious commutes, let's say 20 kilometres one way. It was the fastest compared to all of the means of transport. So if it's cycling for leisure, for fun, and you can stop anytime you want, you can go at the pace that you feel safe, then you can get the safety you want. But if you have to go to work at a certain time and you have to beat the traffic, and everybody else around you has to do this, that's a very different situation. So the way I feel about cycling and how safe I feel, it depends what sort of cycling you're doing. So that's the first thing. And when I was, now I live in a smaller town in Bodbreggan, so it's a very different situation. The short trips, 10 minutes, and there's cycle lanes everywhere. So there was none of this, I guess, pressure of long commutes in a busy city. But when I lived in Dublin, I found it, I wouldn't say unsafe. I had cycled most of my life, and I make sure I am safe. So if there's a tricky stretch of the road, I decide whether I should get on the bike or maybe use this pedestrian path for a little bit or whatever. But I found that actually car traffic, I never had really issues with cars. Maybe I was lucky. I don't know. But car traffic seems more predictable. There was waves of cars going, there was traffic lights. I actually found that sharing the road with pedestrians and other cyclists was the most unpredictable and chaotic and possibly dangerous factor. Because you never know what a cyclist or pedestrian might do. So I was like hyper aware of what's happening around me, coming from other cyclists or pedestrians.
Quite a few people, and Christopher, thanks for getting in touch. There's quite a few people, Kevin Jennings from the Irish Cycling Campaign, getting in touch, you know, talking about the lack of Garda patrols. Well, I suppose maybe guards out and about enforcing the rules for cyclists. I mean, do you encounter that much?
I don't meet the Gardaí much. I suppose it's a good thing. I play soccer with a few of them, but otherwise I don't meet them much. I mean, look, I mean, rules, nobody likes being pulled up for rules. You know, a buddy, they picked up their phone, they were doing spot fire or something, they got 2 points and €80 fine or something like that. I mean, it's kind of annoying. But from my point of view, if I'm on the bike, laws are there to protect the poor people. Laws and taxes and things. We don't really like them, but that's what they're there for. And for strong people, I guess, like me, if I'm driving or I suppose I'm on the bike, the laws are there to kind of protect the weaker people. That's why we agree to them all. So having more Gardaí, yeah, should work in our favour. Been on a bike, it might be a pain in the hole. At the moment, I feel like I can nip through a red light or something like that. You know, if there's nothing coming, make a right turn or, you know, hop up on the footpath or something to avoid an obstacle. And I suppose that'd be a crackdown. But if the policing was more visible and everywhere, I suppose the roads would be a lot safer. Drivers have fallen into habits. I often see it if I get a lift with buddies, and Jesus, they're on the phone the whole time and they're constantly speeding and things like that. And I suppose not dangerous. You know, they're going 80 in a 50 zone. The road allows us. There's no danger from their point of view. But from my point of view, being on a bike, it's terrifying when somebody flies past you at 80 in a 50 zone, even if they think they're in control of the car. And, you know, people don't, I suppose, here, what's different to other countries is you have a lot of people who do both. So here you have a lot of people who do cycle. Mm-hmm. They also drive. That's just the way it is. But a lot of there are people who drive and who've never had a bike. They might have had a bike when they were kids or something like that. So there's a generation of people, I'd say, who haven't been let cycle, who probably don't even know how to cycle. And that's awful. It's like not knowing how to swim or something like that. It really limits your life. I know you don't swim to work and stuff like that, but... anyway, you asked me about the policing. I think more policing and more visible policing might knock some of those habits in the head, because people just don't understand. You know, empathy would be the best thing you'd think. So you'd love people to say, I'm not going to speed because what if a car comes out of the driveway or a kid runs out from behind that car? Instead, I'm not going to speed because the police will get me, and then you've less chance of having an accident.
Yeah, the attitude. I have to say that huge response to this today. Just give you a flavour now, right, of some of the messages. Every time I go out for a cycle on my road bike, I witness aggressive and dangerous drivers. I almost always have a near miss, but I love cycling so much that I won't quit because of the minority of drivers. I'm just back from Mallorca. Drivers give cyclists huge respect, slowing down, waiting for a safe place to overtake. Just totally different driver behaviour compared to here. We could actually learn so much from the Spanish on bikes. Listener tells me that cyclists should have insurance and helmets by law. It's ridiculous that people go out on bikes without insurance. The dogs have to have them. And another listener says the worst offenders regarding cycling on the roads are the delivery cyclists. They travel all over the city at high speed on electric bikes. They're breaking traffic lights, usually dressed in black. They've no light. They also cycle up and down Grafton Street with impunity, says this texter. Keep your thoughts coming into us. How safe do you feel as a cyclist on Irish roads? 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.